All right.
Well, I just thought I'd stop by. I was in the neighborhood, and I heard something going on. I figured I didn't bring my swim shorts though. That's the only problem. And now I look at this pool, and I'm thinking, what am I taking a dip? I think a lot of folks know how I first met Corey and the relationship we've developed. There aren't that many people that I've met during the course of my presidency or my life that have inspired me more. Corey Hardy inspired me as a Ranger when he was fighting to keep this country safe. In some ways, I was even more inspired when he had to fight back against some devastating injuries that he received defending our freedom and our liberty, along with his fellow Rangers. And to watch day in, day out, the kind of effort and the kind of positive attitude, the kind of never give up, never give in heart that this guy had, that's the kind of thing that keeps me going every single day. The greatest honor of my life is serving as Commander-in-Chief of the greatest military the world's ever known. To know that that spirit continues even after somebody's come back from war theater and maybe is drawn on even more, that just makes me want to work that much harder. And to Craig and Annie and the whole family, the way they have helped to make sure that all that effort Corey's put in has resulted now in him not just walking, talking, but working and helping his fellow veterans with the care that they need. It's just remarkable. But then to also see how the community has rallied to help him couldn't make me prouder to be an American. And I just want to, in addition to Craig and Annie, and I should have mentioned Leo.
Of course.
The folks who helped to make this incredible home possible, the Army Ranger Lead the Way Fund, and we are so grateful to you for that outstanding work. Jared Allen couldn't be here, but I know that the Homes for Wounded Warriors and everything that he's been doing. For the whole community of Gilbert and the folks who rallied around to make this possible, to the craftsmen. I mean, I was looking at some of the details inside this home and people volunteering their time and their effort to make this just an incredible place where Corey's going to be able to work out. And, I suspect watch quite a few sports programs, have the occasional libation. It speaks to who we are as a country and who we are as a people. So I just want to say thank you to all of you. I'm obviously most proud of Corey, but in the same way that he served and protected us, it's good to know that we want to give back and make sure we're there for him too when it's needed. And I think this is a story that I hope everybody, not just in Arizona, but all across the country remembers. And that we know that there are a whole bunch of Coreys out there, and not all the wounds are as easily seen. Yeah, and we've got to be just as vigilant, and just as generous, just as focused in making sure that every single one of our men and women in uniform, that they're getting what they've earned and what they deserve. So, Corey, God bless you, man. Rangers lead the way. Yeah.